I just try to make sure that whatever I put on tape is good tape.
His greatest hits list isn't long yet, but it is memorable.
And they blocked the extra point, and it was Justin Simmons.
Justin Simmons is only 1 year removed from his solid rookie season, but he now finds himself as a starter in the no-fly zone. However, the gap between starter and backup in Justin's mind isn't that wide.
Still going to get in the playbook, still going to go to the older guys for any type of questions I have about the team we're playing that week. And then, now it's just, you're out there for more snaps and, it's more opportunities to make plays.
Simmons now gets that opportunity with the departure of TJ Ward, with Ward's contributions helping raise the standard for Denver's defense.
Obviously, TJ was a huge role in the defense and the chemistry and, a big backbone of part of what this defense has become over the past couple of years. And so now it's just, filling in that spot. And, we're still a dominant defense.
Simmons is a guy that can play in the box and obviously in high zones, a very smart player, and he's a playmaker. It's his time, and we're moving forward.
Being a leader to young players like Jamal Carter is also something Simmons will now be tasked with going forward. It's a role foreign to most young players, but one that suits Justin perfectly.
Those guys are like big brothers to me, Any questions I need, they answer for me. And they've been here, They got a couple years on me, so I just try to follow behind their footsteps, try to critique my technique off of those guys.
Obviously, he can come to Will and I for any questions that he has about, with the process that he's going through and things like that, but he has a bunch of veterans in the locker room too that he can look up to and go to. And so all in all, he has a great supporting cast, and he'll do great.
Casting calls for the no-fly zone are now over, with Simmons playing a starring role on Monday night against the Chargers. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.